Welcome to our podcast series, Let's Talk Emerging Technologies. In this series, we have a conversation with an expert to understand how novel technologies are impacting and transforming our society. Today is our sixth episode and we delve into the world of cybersecurity. So I'm happy to introduce Dr. Agusti Solanas, who is an expert in cybersecurity. Dr. Solana is professor and researcher in the Department of Computing Engineering and Mathematics of the Rovira y Virgili University in Tarragona, Spain. He is the head of the Smart Technologies Research Group, where he studies the application of ubiquitous computing, artificial intelligence, and cybersecurity to create safe, contextual, and cognitive environments. Hello, Agusti. It's a real pleasure to have you here today with us. Can you please shortly introduce yourself and your work?
Yes, sure. Hello, and thanks for having me. As you said, I studied the application of ubiquitous computing, artificial intelligence, and cybersecurity with the goal to create safe, contextual, and cognitive environments. Our research, which involved many PhD students and university staff, focuses on the practical application of those technologies to real-life problems, from smart healthcare to phishing prevention, and on the theoretical advancement as well of the different fields of knowledge that we explore. Since finishing my PhD thesis on privacy protection in 2007, I've published more than 100 articles in journals and conferences. I've been involved in several European and national projects, mainly in the fields of cybersecurity and artificial intelligence. Also, I really enjoy providing consultancy services to companies because it's not just about the theoretical aspects, but also about staying in touch with real-life problems and finding practical solutions. As you know, I also serve as an expert evaluator for several research agencies in Europe, and I'm truly honored to be here as an expert member of the Forging Project.
How has the landscape of cybersecurity evolved over the past decade, and what emerging trends should individuals and organizations be particularly mindful of today?
Well, cybersecurity protects systems, networks, and data from digital attacks and unauthorized access. Therefore, if we want to understand the evolution of cybersecurity, we must pay attention to how systems, networks, and data have evolved. Let's start with the systems. Systems are no longer simple and isolated entities. They have evolved into complex systems of systems, interwoven and interdependent. Consider a smart city, which is a prime example of this complexity. With its interconnected smart infrastructure, governance, and healthcare systems, this evolution towards complexity poses significant challenges for cybersecurity. Then, in terms of networks, as you know, they have expanded in size and complexity as well. The sheer number of people and devices connected to the internet, estimated to be around 200 billion, is staggering. These things are diverse, with varying computational and storage capabilities, and this diversity and scale underline the magnitude of the cybersecurity challenge, making it a compelling field for professionals. Finally, in terms of data, data has also exploded in volume. People share unprecedented amounts of data, which sometimes could be personal, and how this data is transferred, stored, and used poses significant challenges to the cybersecurity community. So, in summary, systems, networks, and data have grown in complexity, heterogeneity, and interdependency. And this trend deeply affects cybersecurity.
Thank you. Cyber attacks are becoming more sophisticated and diverse. Could you elaborate on cyber threats that are currently on the rise and what strategy can be adopted to mitigate their impact?
Unfortunately, there are plenty of cyber threats and their sophistication is increasing. Criminal organizations offer their services to groups that lack the knowledge to plan and execute a cyber attack, but have the money to pay for the service. So I'd say that nowadays, one of the more damaging cyber threats is ransomware. Ransomware is malicious software that encrypts a victim's data. Thus, data cannot be accessed until a ransom is paid to the attacker. It often spreads through phishing emails and can cause severe disruption to individuals and organizations by locking critical files and systems. So, in terms of mitigation, I'd say that there are several strategies that could be adopted to mitigate the impact of ransomware. But the two more prominent would be, first, perform data backups periodically and frequently so that most data can be recovered in case of an attack. And secondly, raise awareness and train people to identify phishing emails and avoid falling victims to attackers in the first place.
And the last questions. Data privacy has become a major concern for individuals and businesses. How can individuals protect their personal information online? And what measures should companies implement to safeguard the data of their customers?
Yes, protecting individuals' privacy is a must. Current EU regulations are particularly vigilant and impose severe penalties on companies that infringe on individuals' privacy rights. This is particularly important for healthcare and biometric data, which are very sensitive types of data. So, on the one hand, we have companies that collect, store, and use individuals' data in a very regulated manner. And on the other hand, we have individuals who sometimes share their data willingly without actually considering the consequences that that might have. Thus, to protect individuals' privacy, I believe that we have to work on two main fronts. The first one is to implement solutions, technical solutions, that help mitigate unauthorized access to company data, as discussed in your previous question. Provide customers with easy-to-use software to help reduce data breaches on end-user devices like mobile phones and personal computers. And for example, phishing software to identify phishing emails could lessen the impact of phishing campaigns if adequately deployed and used. Secondly, awareness and training. There is an urgent need to communicate the importance of personal data to individuals. Some people are aware, but many do not really think of the consequences of sharing a video online, for example. So governments have to be more active in fostering cyber hygiene habits among the population, and in particular among children and teens who are particularly vulnerable.
Thank you so much, Dr. Solanas, for sharing your insights. It was a real pleasure talking with you. With this episode, we are closing the series Let's Talk Emerging Technologies. Hope you enjoyed our talks and learned a little bit more about novel technologies. Meanwhile, stay tuned on Forging Activities through our website and social media.